Hi, this is Miss Troy, or some of you may know me as Fearless and Forth. I'm coming at you today with my first of what may be many podcasts. Topic for today is using technology to help improve teaching strategies. I'm going to do this by using three different examples. And then a special shout out to one technology resource that I just recently found that I have fallen in love with. You'll hear about that one at the end. All right, so let's start with Mr. B. Let's say Mr. B is a fourth grade teacher. He is teaching fractions and word problems that are made up of fractions, and he finds that his kids are struggling. He can't tell if they're struggling because of the fractions and them not understanding the concept of fractions or their ability to understand what the problem is asking. So Mr. B is faced with a tough choice. Both options, though, have similar solutions. To start with, one of my favorite resources to use as a fourth grade teacher is Khan Academy. Khan Academy is a website that is loaded with videos and tutorials. If you register as a teacher and sign your kids up, like you build a class on that website, you can assign practice problems for the kids, assessments for the kids. You'll get immediate feedback from their assessments. The great thing about Khan Academy is that it is so useful because it has everything. So he can use Khan Academy to address them not understanding the concept of fractions, or he can use it to address their trouble solving word problems. And to have two things, like to have so many resources available in one place, that is like invaluable for a teacher. A site very similar to Khan Academy is IXL.com. The only difference between the two really is that IXL.com costs money. And it's not that it's a lot of money, and it's actually worth it, but Khan Academy offers almost the same thing at no charge. Two other resources that I found are useful: SplashMath.com, which is loaded with math games, and HelloThinkster.com, which is loaded with blogs and is especially useful if they're struggling with the word problems. Second scenario, let's say we have a teacher, Mrs. C. Mrs. C is teaching her seventh graders about habitat loss. She's having a hard time planning lessons and including technology. How can we help her? Well, let's start with the actual lesson planning itself. Two great resources that I found, Planbook and Planboard. These are both lesson planning suites. They both offer free and paid versions. Planbook is slightly cheaper than Planboard. If you go for the paid version, Planbook is about $15 for the whole year. What is that? That's like nothing, less than $2 a month. Standards built right in. So hit your standard up. You know what you're looking for. That's how you'll write your lesson out. Great thing about Planbook and Planboard, I think also offers it. You can locate videos that will help with the instruction and import them right into your lesson plan. So all you have to do is have your lesson plans up, click the video, it's already there. No time wasted during class time. IXL also offers science practice. Again, this is a paid suite, but definitely worth it. BetterLesson.com. Great resource for lessons on human impact on biodiversity. So for Mrs. C, who's struggling to find that, I would definitely send her there. And the other thing is NGSS, or Next Generation Science Standards. Go there, look at the standard. They'll break it up, let you see what exactly they need to walk away from. The only other thing I wanted to point out for Mrs. C, a great way to utilize technology in the instruction, the assessment itself. Have the kids, I mean, they're seventh graders. They've been using technology for long enough. Have them create some kind of video or multimedia presentation using Glogster or Prezi. They just, like, the engagement that happens when that's what's required of them is higher than engagement any other way. Like, you can show a video and give them an exit ticket, but you're not going to get the same buy-in as if you're asking them to create a multimedia presentation. Miss R, third example, Miss R, high school English teacher. Her kids are going to take state tests. She wants to make sure they're prepared. She has a lot of options here. One of my favorite resources, NewsELA. NewsELA is this, it's actually a gigantic suite of texts, and teachers can sift right through those texts by reading levels, by content, by standards, whatever standard she wants to practice, she can click on that standard, it'll pull it up. And then the great thing about NewsELA is that you have multiple reading, same text, multiple reading levels, so you're hitting everybody. The only thing I want to point out about that is the state, your state tests aren't actually differentiated, so be careful when you're differentiating text. Study.com, great practice questions across all grade levels. Membean, M-E-M-B-E-A-N as in Nancy, great app for your kids who need extra vocabulary practice. Hippocampus is another great resource. It's loaded with blogs and videos and great resources for reteaching. And If Shakespeare Could Tweet is another very engaging technology resource to use for English. Now, I do want to also point out Google Drive and Quizlet. Quizlet comes, both actually come as an app. Quizlet, great resource. You can plug questions in. They can do it right on their phones. Perfect for high school kids because most of them have phones anyway. Quizlet's great for vocabulary practice, for standards practice. With that being said, I do want to point out that vocabulary practice actually addresses diversity across the grade. So you don't, they don't need cell phones to use Quizlet. They can use them right on your computer, your classroom computers. So consider that even Mr. B, who realizes some kids are struggling, can should remember that that is absolutely an option for his kids that are struggling. And small group, obviously, all three of them, if you're finding that there's a group of children specifically aren't making progress, just pull them for small group. Google whatever it is you're looking for. You can find videos anywhere to kind of revamp your own thinking so that you can teach a concept in a better way. Now, I did say I was going to give a shout out at the end, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. I recently came across this new app, Kahoot. This is fantastic. I think you could use it across the board, every grade level, especially if you have iPads in your classroom. Kahoot allows the teacher to input the question and the kids to use some kind of mobile device like iPads or their cell phones to answer the question. It is just like they're playing a game. There's a code that they punch in. It links them so the questions are on the board. They see the results as they're popping up. They can see like how many of their peers picked, you know, option A over option B over option C over option D. As a mother of a 17-year-old senior, I'm going to tell you this. When I found Kahoot and talked to him about it, he loves it. So Miss R, who's struggling with her high school kids, Miss C, who's struggling with her 7th graders, and Mr. B, who's struggling with his 4th graders, all three of them would benefit from the buy-in that's going to come from these kids thinking they're playing a game. All right, so that about sums up my first podcast. Thanks, and I'll talk to you sooner.